Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
When people be like, you're a relationship expert. No, I'm not. I'm a singles expert. Stop calling me that. Like, you want to know how to be single? What's up? I got you. What's going on? Relationship? Why y'all calling me? Yo, party people, it's Ashley of SingleWomanChronicles.com, where being single is a beautiful choice rather than a miserable circumstance. Welcome back. Welcome back. Happy New Year. Happy 2025. I hope you guys are having a great start to your year. I hope you had a great end of your 2024. Okay. What have you guys been up to? You know, I was off for 2 weeks. I was supposed to rest. I felt like it was only 2 hours. Okay. That thing went by so quick. Like, breaks, vacations go by so freaking fast. Like, my first week, I did not do a good job. I was so mad at myself because I just put all these tasks on myself. I wanted to cook, like, Christmas dinner for the first time by myself. I don't know how y'all do it. How y'all do that every year? Hats off to all the women who get in the kitchen and they cook Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas dinner, big old dinners by themselves every year. How do y'all do it and not get paid? Like, I don't understand. Even if I was getting paid, like, I don't want to do it. I had already said once I get my family, I'll be catering because my cousin, she does that. She caters. She cooks a few things. But for the most part, she's like, I'm not doing all that. I'm a caterer. I'm on that same wave because, and for those wondering, yeah, she is married and she got kids. She's like, no, I'm a caterer because why I'm going to do all that? Exactly. Like, work smarter, not harder. Okay. But those of you who enjoy cooking, I get it. I don't enjoy cooking. I cook because I have to survive. But as soon as that coin reach the catering, food prep level, chef level, I'm going to be out there. Okay. But those meals that are like Southern, because I'm from Mississippi, that you kind of want to cook yourself, I'll do that. I'll do like collard greens. I'll do dressing. I'm a Southern girl, so I eat chitlins. If I feel like learning how to clean chitlins, then eventually I'll probably do that too. But yeah, don't judge me. Judge your mama. Anyway, so happy new year. My dog is in the back coughing. I can't get him to stop. I don't know what to tell y'all. Anyway, so today is all about dry January confessions. So funny thing is, I was not planning to do dry January. It was kind of like something I felt in my spirit that I needed to do at the end of December. I do drink. Typically, I don't drink during the week. I usually do it on the weekend because one, weight loss, fitness goals, because at my age, child, you drink all that, you're going to be fat. You're going to be swollen. And then secondly, just more so just responsible, you know, during the week, you got to work, you got to work out in the morning. Like, it's best to just hold that off for the weekend. So just by the end of the year, I was just under so much stress. I was exhausted. I just had so much going on and I found myself just like overindulging. And I knew I was because like, I was just doing too much. So I realized, yeah, you need to do dry January. And really, it wasn't a spiritual thing for me. It was just more so weight loss because y'all know around the holidays, you're going to overindulge in sugar and in bad foods. So I felt myself gaining weight. Y'all know I lost weight earlier this year. But my weight loss is not linear. Like, I literally saw the most realistic weight loss journey ever. This girl was talking about a year. So like in January, she was she started at, I think 200, then she went down to 180. Then the next month it was like 185. And then the next month it was like 187. And then the next month it was like 184. And then the next month it was 190. So like, it's like this. So don't beat yourself up. But So I really said I was going to do dry January for weight loss purposes because when I don't drink, I lose more weight quicker. But then it's only been 5 days. I'm recording this on the Sunday of the 5th. And the way God been speaking to me about these spiritual confessions I'm finna tell y'all, you know, if I could sing, God sing, these are my confessions. Like Usher, y'all, it has been a lot. So I just wanted to talk about my dry January confessions because, yeah. No, I don't have any crazy stories to tell y'all because I'm going to tell y'all the truth. My goal for my 2 weeks off from work and my 2 weeks off from the podcast, as well as my 2 weeks off from even leading Bible study, because I lead Bible study every Wednesday. If you guys want to be a part of this virtual, just hit me up. I'll put y'all down. I just wanted to rest. The first week, I did a horrible job, and I was very mad at myself because I was, like, adding stuff to my calendar because my default is to do the most. My default is to say yes to, like, all of these things, and then by the time they come, I'm, like, burnt out and overworked, but I already committed, so I gotta go. So I was just so mad at myself. But by that Friday of that first week, I was like, yeah, I'm closing my books because I do hair on the side. For that Saturday, I'm not doing nobody here. Don't nobody talk to me. So for the 4 days, I was a freaking couch potato. And I was so proud of myself for being a couch potato because that's just not something I do. I'm always doing something. Something is always scheduled. So I'm learning how to rest this year, which brings me into my first dry January confession. God has been dealing with me about rest. So I've talked to you guys about like me growing up in survival mode. I've been working since I was 15. I got my first job at 15 cleaning buildings. I grew up in poverty, single mom, 2 kids, struggling. Like she had a GED, no college degree, no career, like really out here hustling. That's where I get my grind from, my hustle from my mom, right? So I grew up in poverty. Like we were on public housing. We were on government assistance. So I was hustling to get out of that. So for my whole life, I've been hustling in this survival mindset, feeling like I need to get 2-3 jobs to survive. I need to work hard, because that's how you make it. Like that's how you get to the bag, which great to have a work ethic, but it's a horrible way when you are trying to walk at the pace God has you. Because with God, God wants you to rest in Him. He wants you to have a Sabbath. That's why literally He punished the children of Israel because they did not rest. Like God is serious about rest because rest is so important. I got so much more peace and clarity because I rested. I sat down somewhere. We live in a grind culture. Grind culture tires you out. Grind culture puts you in a level of anxiety where you cannot focus. You cannot get the clarity you need to produce. So sometimes you just need to rest. And that's what I did. So God has been dealing with me about rest. So coming out of that, God is like, you need to learn how to take breaks. You need to learn how to stop burning yourself out. You need to learn how to work less, but get more. And you do that by trusting in me. I am your provider. You keep trying to provide with your own hands. That's why you do the most. That's why you take clients during the week when you know you're going to be tired the next day. You can't go to the gym the next day. That's why you do all these squeeze in things. That's why I like you doing too much. I need you to rest. So my biggest goal this year is to rest more. So I have set boundaries with myself so that I can rest more. And this is going to require me to work less, which means I'm going to be making less money from my own endeavors. But that gives God the room to bless me how He wants to bless me. So I'm actually excited to see, okay, God, I've listened to you. I've obeyed. I'm resting. How are you going to provide in another way? And I'm excited to see that. It's scary because my default is busy. My default is overworking because that's what I'm used to. I understand the power of rest. I understand the power of just giving it over to God. But when you've been doing this since you were 15, I'm now 35, bruh. That is 20 years of unlearning and undoing. So I'm learning now to rest. So that comes with like pacing. And that's another thing, like I told y'all, I started a new business and I do this thing. So because I'm good at a lot of things, and I'm not like toot my own horn, but I am, like I can do a lot. you don't know what business venture to kind of lean into, right? But God showed me which business venture to lean into. But I'm like feeling overwhelmed because I'll do this thing where I'll start it and then I'll be grinding, and then I'll get burnt out with it and I don't want to do the business thing no more. Like it's constantly starting and stopping. And I'm just really sick of that. So God was like, I need you to learn how to work from a level where you're not seeing the business as something to make money from because you're so stuck in survival mindset. You're seeing it as a business that's going to take you from the 9-to-5 to full-time business owner, entrepreneur. So stop looking at it like that. Start looking at it as how can you add value to these people? It's not about getting your first client. No, how can you add value? So this month, I'm focused on adding value. I'm not focused on trying to get my first client, which makes no sense, right? But with God, most of his assignments don't make sense. Like when he told the general of the army, hey, go dip yourself in that dirty water to rid yourself of leprosy. Dirty water don't make sense to be dipped in to rid yourself of a disease, but that's how God wanted it to be. So usually with God, it's not gonna make sense. And that's like, I'm just like so faith-filled. I'm so trusting in him right now. Like our sermon today was very much telling us to trust in God's provision, be confident in God's provision. I am so confident in God's provision because I know he got me. I know he won't fail me. So I'm just really trying to pace myself. I'm getting out of grind mode and I'm getting into God mode. Like, I just can't keep doing it. The other thing he told me to do in my confessions is store my finances better. So this past year, I was like going out a lot. I was shopping a lot. I was doing a lot. And I feel like I was kind of like giving me room to do that because I had been in my wilderness for so long where I didn't have overflow. So I couldn't buy the things I really wanted to buy. I couldn't go to places I really wanted to go. So last year, 2024, I was outside. Like I was buying, like me and Klarna Afterpay, we go together real bad. And I was furnishing my apartment. So I just had so much going on. But like this year, God is like, no, I need you to learn how to steward your finances. And so at first I'm like, God, I'm telling you, I'm asking you for increase. Like you telling me to steward my finances kind of scaring me a little bit. But God is like, I'm telling you to steward your finances because guess what? If you steward your finances better, you don't have to work as much. That's even on the level of when you get increase. If you get rich, not if, when I get rich, I won't have to say yes to every single opportunity. I can still have time to spend with family and to spend with friends and to spend resting because I'm stewarding my finances properly. But when you overspend, do too much, buy everything, you don't have a savings plan, a savings account, you don't have all this stuff set up and you're not stewarding your finances, guess what? You're going to have to say yes to all these opportunities because you're in over your head. So God is teaching me how to steward my finances better so that when he sends me the increase, I will be fine. I will be okay. Like you're going to be good. You're not going to have to overwork yourself. You're going to be chilling. You're going to have enough time for your future husband, for your future family. You're going to be good. So that's another thing. So I know y'all ready for the love life stuff. Okay. God is so player. Okay. Let me tell y'all something. God's so player with how he answers prayers. Like y'all don't even know the way God be answering my prayers. I be cracking up because the sense of humor crazy. God's so player with how he cut somebody off. Y'all think y'all cut somebody off cool? Y'all know how like this is new thing about like I'm so cold on a dude. Like I'm winter. I'm ice cold on a dude. Like you know how cold it is in the North Pole? That's how cold I am. That's how cold God be cutting folks off in my life. So I be like, yo, this is crazy. So in the last year I had a crazy love life. Y'all know about it. If you don't know about it, I was in a relationship for 2 business days. It was really 2 months.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I say 2 business days, though, because it was so quick. After being single for 7 years, I got into a relationship for 2 months. It ended. And then, like, after that, I was talking to somebody, and then some other stuff happened with some confusion with somebody else. And it was just like, oh, my God, this is too much. I need to reset. What's going on? So I started reading this book again called Knight in Shining Armor. And the book is about just how to prepare for your husband, basically. And in the beginning of the book, it tells you to take 6 months away from dating, right? Y'all, I'm 35. Never been married. Never been pregnant. No kids. I want to be married. I want at least 1 kid and a possible. I say a possible because it depends on how that first one gonna do me, because I don't know. God, what do you mean you want me to not date for 6 months? That don't even make sense. That makes absolutely no sense. What are you talking about? So I'm just like, I hear you, but I'm gonna keep praying about it because I don't think it's you. So whatever, I'm gonna mind my business. So one thing I did identify in my love life was I had an addiction to continuing to date people from my past, even though I knew that it was not benefiting me. So I really took inventory over my love life. And I was like, girl, the last like 5 people you dated was people you recycled from your past. And I know the deep root of that was kind of like this belief inside of me. You never meet anyone new. That always whispers in my ear. And it's like, I don't care if you don't meet nobody new. These jokers from your past don't never work out. Why do you keep entertaining them? Like, you keep doing this. And so New Year's Eve, I went to Change Church and he said something so powerful. I'm looking forward to my phone. That's why y'all see me. Let me see what he said. He said, you are devoted to destruction. And when he said it, it hit me like a ton of bricks because he was so right. The reason I say he was right is because I had a pattern of dating guys from the past, 1, and then 2, I had a pattern of going into a relationship or a situation and I would ask the person like what they want. I would feel like something is off. I know this ain't gonna work. And instead of like cutting it off immediately, I would just keep entertaining it. And then it's like, why did you do that? It was gonna end anyway. Yes, I am the cutoff queen. Yes, I love a good block party, but I think a part of me was kind of like giving too much of the benefit of the doubt. Like, I was extending too much grace in the wrong direction or to the wrong people. Cause it's like, girl, you know, you're not supposed to be talking to them. Like, why is you even doing it? Like, you feel something off. Trust your intuition. Trust your gut. Like, stop playing. So that kept happening. So I'm like, dang, you kind of are devoted to destruction. You think you're dating intentionally, but are you dating as intentionally as you really think you are? Like, I had to be real with myself. Like, that was a real serious question. Cause I'm like, Ash, if you know you really want marriage and you know that anything else won't do, why do you keep entertaining scenarios that's not leading you to that? Like, why are you entertaining people who are unsure when you are sure that you're sure what you want? Why are you dating people who don't know what they want? That don't make no sense. So I'm like, dang, you low key a little bit devoted to destruction. A little bit, sis. So when I heard that on the, you know, I was already contemplating on this whole, am I going to do this whole 6 month thing? She told me in December to do it, the lady in the book, but I was like, I'll think about it. So I started pondering. I was like, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and start on January the 1st. So I said I was gonna start on January the 1st. And I said to myself, I'm gonna just get it out of my system. So listen, y'all don't judge me. I said, I'm gonna just get it out of my system. I'm finna hang out with some, you know, a few folks before the new year, you know, and we just gonna hang out and it's gonna be cool. Y'all know I'm celibate, so ain't no like monkey business going on, but you know, at least hang out with some folks. God's so player. with how he'll block your plan when you know your plan ain't good. I ain't hang out with nobody how I thought I was going to hang out with some people. Like, the way he blocked it, y'all. Like, I ended up blocking this one guy. One guy, like, tried to, like, pull up, and that just didn't happen. One dude was acting out of character. Like, I had never seen him act like that. It was so weird, and I just didn't respond to him. So, it was just like, wow, God is really player. Then, I met someone new. The Sunday before New Year's Eve, met somebody new. So I said, okay, God, he's new. So I don't know. So he invited me to a Hawks game. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I go to the game. The game is great. He's a gentleman. He's dope. We have great conversation. We cracking up. We vibing, right? But then something just seemed off about communication. Like, it really wasn't a click. And so I'm like, dang, January 1st is like a few days away. Am I supposed to cut this man off? But like, okay, so because I'm like the cutoff queen, I typically know exactly when I'm supposed to cut somebody off, how I'm supposed to cut them off, the essay speech that I'm gonna send them, when I cut them off. Like, I know all these things, right? But when it came to him, I was unsure. So I'm just like, okay, God, am I supposed to cut this person off? So I'm even asking people like what they think. Like, I asked my best friend, I asked my best friend's dad, I asked like my homegirl who was with me when I met him, like what their opinion is. And so go to the game, and then he ends up inviting me out on New Year's Day. He invites me to lunch. And so I'm like, am I supposed to say yes? So I end up saying yes. Y'all, let me tell you how player God is. So I get up on New Year's Day. I'm meal prepping before he, you know, we supposed to meet up at noon at 12:30. Y'all, that man texted me at 11:30 a.m. and was like, I'm at work. I'm stuck. I'm sorry. Can I make it up to you? Can we reschedule? I'm like, cool, because I didn't want to do nothing anyway on New Year's Day because I went to bed late New Year's Eve. This is great. This is wonderful. I can be a couch potato again. Y'all ain't heard from that man since. I have not heard from that man since. God so player. He cut somebody off. Like, yo. So in the meantime, dealing with my love life, God has been, I think, in this time where I'm just taking a break from dating, I really have to take this one day at a time because it really makes no sense to me. Like, I'm just like, God, why would I did this already? Like, you know, y'all don't know how many moments of my life I've had where I'm like, I'm completely cutting dating off. Like, I'm just not doing it. And to be 35 doing it right now, it just makes no sense to me. But I'm doing it because God said do it. I'm being obedient. But one thing I have noticed is I have a lot of faithlessness when it comes to the area of my love life. And in the area of like truly 10 toes down, believing that God is going to send my husband and he's going to be right and send my husband soon before I feel like it ain't going to happen and I turn into a cougar. Because I make that joke that if I'm not married by 40, I'm turning into a cougar and I'm not touching nothing younger than 30. I mean, nothing older than 30, between 25 and 30, that's going to be my range. I make that joke all the time, but who says I'm joking? I have this, I believe, but it's like, God, I believe, but help my unbelief. That's where I'm at with it. Because since I started dating at the age of 16, all I've seen is bad. Like, all I've seen is relationships that don't work. Like, I know a lot of y'all can feel me. This is real. Like, all I've had was relationships that ended. That's it. Like, I have not been successful in love. I just have not. Like, that's why my platform is called Single Women Chronicles, because I'm a professional single like person. When people be like, you're a relationship expert. No, I'm not. I'm a singles expert. Stop calling me that. Like, you want to know how to be single? What's up? I got you. What's going on? Relationship? Why y'all calling me? What you calling me for? But I can help you remain hopeful while single. I can help you on what to focus on. I can help you even try to build your career, entrepreneurship. Like, I can help you write books. I can help you with a lot of stuff when it comes to being single and in your bubble. Lose weight, I can help you with that too. I'm not a professional at relationships. Don't call me no relationship expert. That's not what I am. So, yeah. Yeah, so just being dealt this tough hand at love. Don't get me wrong, I've had relationships that were cool. Like, I can pinpoint a few guys. Like, there's one guy in my mind, I've never been treated as well as him. I think it was just bad timing with him and I. Like, still, we still cool. We still communicate. I hope. Genuinely, like, you know how people be like, oh, do you wish him well, like your ex? And you say yes, but you really don't mean it. With him, I really mean it. Like, I really want him to get married. I want him to meet a wonderful woman. I want him to have kids. Like, I really want the best for him because he's amazing. I'm working on feeling that way about everybody else. I don't feel like that about everybody, just him. But then I have another guy who really helped me to, and I know, like, when it comes to self-worth, it's called self-worth. You're supposed to see yourself. But some seasons, somebody can come alongside of you. And that could be a mentor, a parent, that could be a friend, or that could be a guy or a boyfriend, or, you know, someone you're attracted to who comes alongside of you and helps you feel beautiful. When I had my big chop a long time ago, like 2010. And my hair looked crazy. This was before YouTube girlies was telling y'all how to do y'all hair and you had all the DIY videos. Baby, we was lost. We was lost, okay? I looked crazy. Hair was this long, looking crazy. Had no clue what to use, what to do. Looked crazy all the time. But he was always like, you're beautiful. I like you so much. I love you. Like, he really helped me to see beauty within myself at that time. And, like, because he was so attractive and he was popular, all these girls wanted him. And then it's like, he wore my little bald-headed self. That's crazy. So I've had moments of goodness in relationships, but, like, when it comes to, like, longevity, when it comes to really withstanding and having success in it to, like, the end, you know, I haven't. And maybe it's supposed to be like that. I'm listening to this audible called The Gift of Rejection, and she's just talking about how you don't understand that rejection is a gift, because at the time it seems like it's pain, but really in retrospect it's a gift. And I think it's like, if I would have had success in the past, once I meet my husband, when he comes, like, I'm going to rephrase this. If the only person I'm supposed to have success with is my husband, why do I care about if I had success in the past? Because the other people, they weren't going to work anyway until I meet that person, right? So if that person I'm going to last forever with, he's the only one I should care about having success with. And I think that's where my mind is right now, even though I'm still fighting that faithlessness, to stand 10 toes down in that faith and believe without a shadow of a doubt, like, God is sending my husband soon. Like, I know he's coming soon. I can really chill and relax. So that's the place I'm working to get to in these next 6 months. So y'all pray for me. I'm going to pray for y'all. God's so play on how he cut that dude off, ain't he? That was so funny. I'm like, really, God? Thank you, though. Because, like, I had wrote a text. I was even going to cancel the date for New Year's Day because I'm like, I want to cancel because I really want to start the year off right. I said I was going to start on January 1st. I'm going to cancel this date. But God was, I was praying, like, God, what should I say? I, like, literally wrote out a text, and the text didn't make sense to me. So I'm not even going to send that. And all of a sudden, that man canceled on me, and I ain't heard from him since. So I think it's beautiful. He probably will reach out, but now he's a no call, no show. So now I cannot respond. Easy peasy. Wonderful. So I hope y'all have some good New Year's resolutions, revelations, confessions. If y'all on dry January like me, let me know. Let me know what's going on. How was y'all New Year's Eve? How's everything going? Okay. Well, until next time, like, comment, share, give me 5 stars. If you ain't gonna give me 5 stars, don't give me none. Don't go ruining my score because you want to be rude. Okay. All right, y'all. Until next time. Bye.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.